Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
Well, on the first day of Christmas, buddy, look at me. A bag of shrooms and some LSD. We stuck into the park to steal some Christmas trees. But the cops pulled up and that's nice and lit. We're all fucked up with Smirnoff eggnog. We crunch a candy cane to rev up all the chainsaws. You give us 30 and we'll tie it up and know what you caught. We'll take it 30 and spend it on pot. We're not too proud, we flunk all of our classes. I'm getting fights, getting drunk, but we're bad kids. The dad calls bastard, Monzo is plastered. We're the closest thing to suburban gangsters. A cold air's what we read. Our beds have my sleeves. It's hard to haul trees, it's a 0 degrees. We smell like evergreen. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And some mistletoe all up in his piece. Maybe a girl, oh, that's free of disease. And while I'm thinking, throw in a couple of cheese, yeah. The trench to be fixed. I want a hoe who doesn't mind my social does a bit. I'm Mr. Hasty, tell him she's a great tree. Though your daddy hates me, it's driving you crazy. Even though my nose is running, get the honey, cause the money, but I never get laid. Can't find my way, I'm too long on these eyes. I don't drip, this dip, miss in the country with my piss. I rock my name because I think it's funny. I'm so into this deciduous lifestyle. You see a dip tree and I see a cash cow. I never bargain and I never back down. Put your back. Your daughter's giving me the eye, so I am giving her a ride. I'll put up between myself and put up all the lights, as long as I get all up in her inside. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, and some mistletoe all up in his teeth. Maybe a girl, oh, that's free of disease. And while I'm thinking, throwing a cup of the cheese, yeah. I want my snowman to dress to be fixed. I want a hoe who doesn't mind my snow, she doesn't fit. I'm just a hasty, telling she's a break tree. Though your daddy hates me, it's driving you crazy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Folks, it's the Sam and Dan motherfucking nation. Welcome to Savage Saturdays.
Merry Christmas, bitch. Motherfuckers!
It is Christmas time. Jingle, jingle, jingle my cock and balls. Are you excited, Daniel? It's the fat red suit cocksucking.
I just
want to
know where the ho-ho-ho's is at.
Motherfucker time of year. I'm excited. Where are the ho-ho-ho's? They're underneath the tree. That's where they're at, dirty bitches.
Can I unwrap them?
I believe hoes are to be unwrapped, sir. I do. So what the fuck? Have you been a good boy this year? You excited?
Fuck no. You know, I heard this
You haven't been a terrible boy this year.
I heard this horrible Christmas song today. It was something, it was a Christmas country song.
Oh, Jesus.
It was, what was it? It was something about let's be naughty. Let's get naughty so Santa Claus doesn't have to fuck with us sort of thing. Like,
she on her back, me in her crack, screw it.
No, it was a very much just a country song with a Christmas theme.
It's fucking stupid. Every fucking country artist does the whole gospel thing this time of year. They try to put the Christ back in fucking Christmas.
Where my chalky Randy Travis at?
So you got a list for Santa? You got any gifts that you want to our listeners? Maybe they'll send you something. You never know. You ain't got nothing?
Slim Jim.
Daniel's a big fan of the... is it the Slim Jim that put out the habanero thing, or is that...
it was Dare. Slim Jim Dare.
Habanero.
But
Slim
I was more
Jim
thinking
Dare.
About, you know, you go to Sam's Club, and you get one of them big boy boxes of the little ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Mail those to Daniel. Fucking hit us up on Facebook. I'll give you the address for the S&D PO box. We don't even have a real mailbox.
I'll be liking some Slim Jim. I'll just sit and eat
them. We got to go somewhere to pick up all of our brown bag pornography so our neighbors don't see us fucking pulling it out of the box. We don't have brown bag. Well, we kind of do. Okay, folks. Jesus fucking Christ. It's a Christmas episode of the Sam and Dan Nation. And if you're listening to this, congratulations. You made it. The world didn't end. This will be airing December, what will it be? The 22nd?
Yeah, unless, of course, you're in, the
20... Yeah, it'll be the 22nd. Provided we all don't get struck by a giant plasma fucking fireball or Nibiru doesn't crash into Earth. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're safe.
I think it's good.
I think we're safe. So if you're listening to this, congratulations. You live through the end of the fucking world.
You win! Yeah, or you lose, whichever way you want to look at it.
A lot of hysteria about it, man. There are people in parts of the world that are losing their fucking
mind. Like there was
thankfully
that dude,
the U.S. isn't taking it that seriously.
There was that dude that carved the pentagram into his child's back.
Yeah, people are losing their fucking minds, man.
There will be deaths.
Oh, yeah, no, there'll absolutely be deaths. People are fucking stupid about shit like this. And it's really bad in other countries, man. Other countries, it's worse for some reason.
All you have to do
is
not be an asshole.
Exactly.
Don't be an asshole on that day, and you'll probably live.
Right. Well,
you know,
I think we're all going to live.
How is
we're
it that during, you know, you fear this serious crisis of like the rapture or whatever?
I think they disproved this whole Mayan calendar thing. Like, I think back in April,
well,
there was
either
some
way,
data
they discussed
that
the fact that back then they went off of a 360 days. Calendar,
yeah,
and not 365, so we probably should have died like 2 years
a while ago.
Ago
or some shit. Yeah, I think that's actually what the whole data that was published was about, the fact that the date had already come and gone and that we're all just fucking retarded, but people are still fucking stupid
fucking
about
shock.
It. So if you're sitting at home, you know, cowering in front of Fox News with a loaded gun on top of a pile of MREs, you're a fucking moron. The world's not going to end, and I'm going to rub it in your face. I'm gonna give you a dirty Sanchez on December 22nd, you fucking moron, because you're a loser, conspiracy theorist prick. Stop blowing up my Facebook with that shit, too. And fucking petitions. Do you get petitions all over your fucking
petitions.
Facebook wall?
No, nobody
this shit
fucks with me,
that drives
really.
Me fucking nuts. And this whole week it's been about end of the world shit, like stupid shit. Like, you know, fucking petition for our electric companies to have backup power in case a giant solar flare fucking hits the earth and we all fucking burn alive. In which case, it's not going to matter if your fucking lights are out.
You know,
if the surface temperature of Earth reaches 180 degrees, I guarantee you the fact that your computer's not working isn't going to be what's bothering you.
Are some conspiracy theories probably true? Yes.
Some
but
are.
Can you sit and think about it all day long? Like, what the... It's the whole concept of, you were talking about this the other day, the glass is half full, the glass
right.
is half empty, and then there's the guy that thinks at any moment that somebody's going to just come over and fucking stomp the ground and smack the glass off
knock
the table.
Knock the glass over, exactly.
And that's conspiracy theorists. And it's like, at that point...
That
like,
is like the very definition of conspiracy theory.
At that point, like, why is... If you always worry about what could happen, is life going to be very enjoyable?
That's not going to be worth
Probably
living.
Probably not.
No, it's not going to be worth living. So, December 22nd, we consulted REM's lead singer, Michael Stipe, and shockingly enough, he said he felt just fine. So, we'll see how this all plays out. You got any Christmas rituals, Daniel? Everybody's got one. You do anything for Christmas? Anything special? I like to put on a reindeer costume and stick a Christmas butt plug in my ass and spend hours jerking off to.
That doesn't sound like fun at all.
Christmas-themed hardcore pornography. It's hard to find, but if you fucking search,
I know they have
it,
elf
can,
pornography,
and that's pretty hot, man. There was one I watched.
I don't know.
Year,
whenever
like
I fucking find elf pornography, it's always some dude dressed up as an elf fucking a hot chick.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I just don't care about watching midget dudes like.
This
fuck.
One was pretty good. Like it was like Santa Claus's or Mrs. Claus was like down on her knees with a funnel, and all these little fucking midget elves were bukkaking fucking into her face. It's pretty hot. That's a Christmas tradition.
I don't know. That doesn't
you do
do
the eggnog. You like the fucking...
I like eggnog. I like drinking alcoholic eggnog.
And we're going to do that. We got a Christmas special coming up this weekend. Boy, you motherfuckers are going to get it.
Yeah, you're getting a double dose of us this weekend.
Sam and Dan are doing the Jason and Dale Christmas episode, and that's going to be a fucking... That's going to be a riot. I'm waxing my balls on the air.
There's going to be something wrong there.
I'm going to wax my taint. Live for our listeners.
I'm not going to
watch.
For
their listening pleasure, you will too. I'm going to make you look right at my asshole.
Yeah,
do it.
No, it's good.
I'm going to rip my fucking hairy taint. I don't have a lot of hair there. I shave my taint. I'm not. Sometimes I shave my asshole. I don't know why. I don't let anybody fucking fuck me in the ass or anything. I do shave my asshole
just in
sometimes.
Case.
Just in case. You never know when somebody's going to offer you to take a log up the ass
you know,
for
that's,
money.
That's pretty nice.
I would
you
take
to
a
like,
dick in the ass for money. I'm not. I am pay for gay.
It's pretty nice for you to, you know, shave for your potential rapists.
But if I was in prison, I mean, come on. That'd be the only courteous thing to do.
Come on, be honest. That's the cleanest asshole you've seen in years.
As he's on top of you sweating and fucking rubbing your face into a piss-stained pillow. Yeah. I mean, if a man can't be proud of his asshole, what does he have to be proud of?
Why is it that all pillows and gel are piss stained?
I don't know, but they are. Every
mats, rather.
Every fucking pillow.
There's not really a pillow. They're just mats.
When we fucking, the last time you and I went to jail, this is funny. This is how fucking.
You make it sound like we're like seasoned veterans.
Close friends, Daniel and I are. We go to jail together, motherfucker. We were in the holding
tank.
Ride or die, homie. These motherfuckers gave me a mat that some dude had just recently pissed on. I guarantee. Because, like, when I sat down on it, like, they're those fucking, like, super strong neoprene fucking covers or whatever, and they build up with air. So when you flop down on one, the air kind of compresses out, and it smelled like some dude just pissed all over me as soon as I sat down. But I was so drunk, I didn't care. I just fucking rolled up the corner of it. And then homeboy, when we were in the holding cell, he got up to leave, or he got out for some reason. So I grabbed his dirty, piss-stained, ass-smelling mat, and I covered up with his mat because I was freezing. Why is jail so cold? It's so cold in jail.
So you can't be angry, I guess? I don't know.
This goes out to my homies in D-Block, Shelby County. What's up? Sorry you motherfuckers are in jail for Christmas. It's a terrible place to be. I hope they serve Christmas.
You just made me sad.
I hope they serve turkey and shit in there. I really do.
They don't serve. They got you lucky. What was that slop fucking?
Bean, like, yeah, they gave us like beans and a bologna
they
sandwich.
They had this.
It's the weirdest combination of food.
What'd you call it? It's like a spoon bread. Is that what you called it?
Yeah. It's a cross between oatmeal and vomit.
They had that and gravy. And like, I was so hungover. And
you just fucking ate it like a bug.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I fucking sent that shit back.
Like, you tell the chef he's an asshole.
You know when I'm sending food back, it's pretty atrocious.
Daniel will eat fucking
There
anything.
Was this guy, though, he fucking ate it like a boss and just threw his tray at
Experience
the door when he was
veteran.
Done.
And he's like, nom, 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 like a Marine, just choked the shit down at the door. You know, speaking of food... Brandy and I have had this fucking tradition for a few years. The only restaurants that are open on Christmas Day are what?
In addition to Chinese restaurants, I think aren't White Castle also open?
White Castle? Really? I don't know.
I know they're open on Thanksgiving.
That's the case. I'm going to fucking White Castle
for
Christmas.
I think they might be. Yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't. You just fucking literally.
I really think they might be because my dad
changed my.
My dad
Christmas.
Has this holiday tradition. Game I know plan. On Thanksgiving he does it, and I think he does it on Christmas too. That he goes and eats at White Castle.
Your dad needs a woman. Fucking. Well, the other night we go to this. It's a newer Chinese restaurant that's in Frankfurt. It's been open for about a year and a half. And it sits right next to Kmart. And originally, I was going to go, we're going to Fazoli's or something, but it was like fucking shitty kid night, and every fucking asshole cocksucker in Franklin County had his goddamn kids at Fazoli's eating shitty pasta. So we decided to go to the Chinese buttfuck trough buffet. When I fucking hate these places anyway to begin with, because the food is complete shit. It's always shit. I mean, it's just shit. Even when it's good, it's shit. Everything is deep-fried, fat-fucked, fucking plastic, oil, artery-clogging awfulness, and that shitty, gummy, cornstarch fucking... All the sauces are the same, plus or minus a couple of ingredients. I'm a chef, so I can talk shit. It's all that glossy, shit-fuck corn syrup nastiness, and they fry it, and they just throw it into these giant fucking buffet troughs. And fat-fucking Americans, we troll in, and we suck it up by the fucking... goddamn trough full, because that's what America's all about.
Well,
it's
notice.
About excess. It's about being a fat fucking cocksucker and indulgence. That's what America's all about. So it makes sense that these cocksuckers stay open on Christmas Day, right? Well, we were beta testing this place, and you and I and our friend Mikey had been there, I don't know, it was like a fucking year ago.
I told you it
opened.
Was shit then.
It was shit then, but I thought maybe, because the place
no.
looks beautiful.
They never
beautiful.
Get better. They it's, only it's, get worse.
It's got like this fucking, the ceiling is gold with fucking tapestry, and they got fucking paintings and those really expensive goddamn electronic fucking wall hangings that it's always the same fucking boat. You know what I'm talking about? It's
yeah.
the same Chinese boat, and the water's got the blue electricity shit that runs through. Really fucking retarded, stupid decoration. huge fucking buffet, hibachi grill, the whole nine yards. We go in with my woman, and she was in a shitty mood to begin with, and I was like, fuck, you know, we'll do some Chinese food because she likes Chinese food. Worst fucking goddamn Chinese food of my life. But as I'm walking in, what's funny, and this is so fucking true, and it's not racist, it's kind of racist, but I don't give a shit. I'm walking in, my dad calls me, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're going to the Chinese trough fuck buffet. I was like, and there's always a language barrier when we get in here, so I have to call you back. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, you know, they come to the table, and it's the first fucking thing they say.
Damn. You want Pepsi?
No, they say, you want buffet? And then if you try
who,
to order...
Who doesn't get the buffet, though?
Well, Brandy and I have tried, and if you try to get the buffet, they look at you like you're fucking retarded. They have to search around for 15 minutes for the one Chinese guy in the restaurant that speaks English to come over to your table to take the fucking order, right? So we get the buffet, obviously, and then, yes, what you fucking said, that's the next appropriate question. You want Pepsi? You want Pepsi? Yes, I want fucking Pepsi, but what I don't understand about these fucking places... Every fucking Chinese restaurant I go to, they don't have fucking Coca-Cola. Why? Why do they not have Coca-Cola?
I don't know.
I believe that Chinese restaurants in this country... Let me tell you about the food, first of all. The food was just fucking abhorrent. It's the worst fucking... Everything there tasted like rotten hooker pussy. I mean, like, dirty,
I don't know that it was that atrocious,
AIDS,
but it was
maggot-infested hooker whore ass.
Oh, no! Cartoon feces about to come out of my asshole!
Oh,
here it comes! Oh, it's going to be a rot! Hold on, Kaidu! I believe in you!
That's what everything tasted like. The food was just shit. It was awful. That there was enough MSG in it to kill a fucking buffalo. My blood pressure went up immediately while I was sitting there. You know, I was like, this is... These motherfuckers put extra MSG in this because they're trying to kill Americans, which brings me to my next point. I firmly believe that most Chinese restaurants in this country are run by North Koreans. I believe the North Koreans have a deal with Pepsi Company to fucking overtake the Chinese restaurant market and to push Coke out of the industry and to kill Americans with MSG and fat-ass fucking fat-fried food. I believe that... Did you eat anything there that wasn't just fucking deep fried?
No.
I watched you. You walked in and you just slathered your fucking plate.
You know what's funny? Like, and I'm talking about a good fuck you. I like deep fried food. I'll eat deep fried food till I fucking die, and I hope it's at 35 because I will have enjoyed every single piece of fried food that I ate. Anyway, getting back to the fucking point, even when you eat at a good Chinese buffet. The second plate is never a good idea.
No.
And some people I watch, there's this motherfucker I know, he'll get the third. But
that's rough,
the first
dude.
Plate, it usually tastes pretty good.
My homie. Are you talking about Jeremy? Will he go get it?
No, Jeremy just fucking eats two plates like everybody else. Michael? Fucking Michael Wofford will throw down four. I'll name drop a dude.
Humpback bastard.
Anyway, getting back to the point, you'll eat the first plate, and, you know, it's pretty good, but then, like, the slimy chicken starts settling on you.
The pineapple jizz chicken.
The rat on a stick.
I've always been popular with the
chicken.
Rat on the stick.
I like the rat on a stick, too.
It's not bad.
I don't know what the fuck it is. It might indeed be a rat.
It's probably fucking rat.
But it's tasty.
It looks like a rat on a stick.
It doesn't look like chicken.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, folks. That's enough on the Chinese food. You know what? It's Christmas, for fuck's sake. Stay at home with your family. You know, cook a goddamn meal. Don't be a lazy son of a bitch and go eat at one of these shit-fuck Chinese buffets on Christmas. Do yourself a favor and, you know, make some fucking ramen or something, for Christ's sakes. But don't
nuke yourself a hunger, man.
Don't give the North Koreans any more fucking money. That's all I'm saying. It's Christmas. It's Jesus Day, for fuck's sake. This is the first time listening to the Sam and Dan Nation. I hope it's not. But if it is, take your pants off, open a cold beer, and get ready to fucking party Christmas style. It's Savage Saturdays here on the motherfucking Lope. We're breaking shit out. It's 6 p.m. Kansas City time, or actually by now it's like 6:20 because you've been listening to us talk about Chinese food for 15 minutes. And we got a great show lined up. Going to be an awesome weekend. Sunday, we got an entire Elska McCain show. What do you think about that, Daniel? We had the beautiful, sexy, lovely, big-breasted Elska McCain on the program. for a full hour. It's a whole hour of Elska.
She's a very interesting chick.
She is. She's a fucking poignant speaker. I love talking to her. And I think we're going to have her on the Sam and Dan Next radio show quite a bit more often. Because there's nothing wrong with having some titties around the studio, is there?
No, not at all.
Nothing at all. Folks, we got a big show lined up. Lots of news to talk about. We're going to review Sam and Dan's top 10 Christmas movie picks. Must-watches for the holiday season. If you're ready, relax. You know, grab your cock, unzip your pants, give it a little wiggle, and check out our Zazzle store because we got a lot of cool merchandise. We need to pay some bills here, so we're going to run this fucking commercial, and we'll come right back and keep entertaining you on this wonderful holiday edition of the Sam and Dan Nation.
Are you tired of dressing like a sexless, humorless Protestant? Is your wardrobe bland, boring, and lacking in style? Well then, mothball those church clothes and visit the official Sam and Dan online store. We've got everything you need to make a real fashion statement. Cool, thought-provoking t-shirts for him and her. Check out our exclusive Team Motorboat gear for the ladies. And it doesn't stop there. We've got coffee mugs, beer steins, and stylish iPhone cases to complete your new look. It's all available right now. Visit www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation and get your new gear today. Once again, that's www.zazzle.com/the Sam and Dan Nation.
Oh, welcome back to Sam and Dan Nation. You rump pussy? You rump pussy? You have buffet? Ding, ding, delivery!
Motherfucking North Koreans. All right, folks. We're going to fucking do the news here for you. And to get us started, here's a real Porky Pig for your holiday season. Porky Pig on a stick. It's okay. Go ahead, Raph. It's funny.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas right. But I'll have a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Yeah! Porky Pig, ladies and gentlemen. Big round of applause. Do you think he's related to Miss Piggy? You think? What's that joke? What's slimy and green and smells like pork?
Kermit's fanga.
Kermit the Frog's dick. Not his fingers. His dick.
I think it's funnier to picture him fingering.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Because if he's fingering, he's probably going down and fingering at the same time.
It's gross. Have myself a hog sandwich. Folks, it's a news report here on the S&D Nation. Daniel, what you got hiding over there in that computer of yours?
Apparently, this guy got nailed trying to steal a Miley Cyrus sex doll.
Well, we've all been there.
It's the Finally Miley.
Woo!
Three achy love holes. Mm. She's young, dumb, and old enough for cum.
I heard she actually got offered $1 million to be in a porno. If I was her, I would have taken that shit. Because her album career is over. See, now what starts is the drugs and the booze and the butt fucking and the Paris Hilton and the pussy shots of her, you know, her drunk ass climbing out of cars with her vagina fucking wet snailing across a leather seat.
Wet snailing?
That was on the menu at the Chinese restaurant we were at. I saw it. It was on the fucking buffet line. It literally said wet snail. And then underneath in quotations it said Miley's pussy. So this guy got busted. Was that at a porn store?
Was at a Spencer's.
Really?
Yeah.
Spencer's Gifts carries Miley fuck dolls?
Yeah, it says the doll, which is part of the Superstar series from Pipe Dream Products, was apparently irresistible to the young chap.
We're going to have to order one of those and give it a run.
You know it's going to be a fucking blow up.
Who gives a fuck? You know, I would listen to Achy Breaky Heart while I cornholed it. Really would.
I'm sure you're not the first person ever to listen to Achy Breaky Heart while cornholing.
I'm talking about cornholing an inflatable representation of that fucking retard's daughter.
Yeah, but I picture it's probably a dude getting cornholed to Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand.
Well, so clearly he went to jail, and he served a little hard time for his infatuation with the blow-up Miley. That's fucked up. That's not a Merry Christmas for that dude. I feel bad for him. This is pretty funny, and I've heard of this, and I thought it was a joke at first when I read it. This literally really happened. Man irons own face when phone rang.
So he was ironing.
Now, this is what's even funnier. It was a Polish dude. You've heard all the Polak jokes.
Right.
A Polish man is regretting to try impressing his wife by doing housework. After ironing his face when the phone rang, Thomas Pezowski, 32, was determined to show wife Lila that he was just as good around the home as she was. I decided to do the ironing while she was out at work, just to prove a point, he explained. Women are always going on about multitasking, so I set up the iron, opened a cold beer, that's where he went wrong, and put boxing on the telly. I put some boxing on the telly. Trouble was, I was so involved in the boxing, I really wasn't thinking about what I was doing, and you were Polish, that was also part of your problem. So when the phone rang, I picked up the iron by mistake and pressed it to my ear. The pain was indescribable. That's just so fucking stupid.
That's what you get for having a landline.
Cooked
bitch.
His face. Exactly. Do they even fucking? Who has a landline?
Polak.
If you have a landline, you're a fucking retard. You should just kill yourself.
People have landlines for legitimate reasons.
Really,
I know. People,
there is no legitimate reason unless you're in a business. Like if you're in a business,
people with
it.
Young children like to have landlines too, because like then if the kid needs to call 911,
young children, you're fucking. I know fucking 3-year-olds that have iPhone 4s. Mr. Pezowski added insult to injury when he sprinted to put cold water on the burn and ran straight into the bathroom door. That gave me a black eye. So now I look like I've been in a boxing match instead of just watching one, he added. What a fucking tard. When I say tard, I mean that in an endearing way. I don't mean derp, 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 potato. I mean the guy's a fucking idiot. Westboro Baptist Church is planning on... Now, this is fucked up, but I wasn't going to read it because it kind of ruins the whole feel of our show because we're a comedy show, but everybody knows about the shooting in Connecticut. Not going to go into that, but these cock-sucking soulless fucks at the Westboro Baptist Church are petitioning the funeral of these fucking kids. That's like it's the most fucked up thing I've ever read about, dude. It just makes me fucking rabid. Like, I can't even fucking... Every one of these fucking piece-of-shit motherfuckers should be drug out of their house in the middle of the night and just raped to bloody death. With a giant fucking dildo wrapped in coarse sandpaper. I don't mean fine, I mean coarse sandpaper. The kind that would just drag your intestines out of your fucking asshole. That's what they all deserve.
I have a feeling that this will be the straw. Like,
I hope it is.
Somebody is going to get way too pissed off about this one.
Yeah, walk the line. I mean, let's not say that anything will happen, but I hope it does. I hope some motherfucker just loses his mind and the Westboro Baptist Church has to rethink all their fucking shitty protests. Protesting a dead you know, fucking soldier. That's fucking wrong, dude. Like, that's seriously wrong. But this is just fucking indescribable. Like, there's no fucking words for it. So I hope they all fucking die in a car fire.
Yeah, this kind of borders more on inhumane.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's not just in poor taste anymore.
No, it's beyond in poor taste. Let's see what else we got here. This is pretty funny. I don't know if it's as funny as it is fucking disturbing, but Honey Boo Boo's cousin, Crazy Tony Lindsay, is offered a role in an adult film. Have you seen this dude?
No, I haven't.
They've got his mugshot up here on the website, Huffington Post. I've actually seen the dude on the program, and he's a real redneck treat. He looks like Santa Claus, only quite a bit dumber. Yeah, I see him right there?
Yeah.
Fucking redneck bastard. Here comes Honey Boo Boo cast member, maybe coming to a porn DVD near you, but it's not Honey Boo Boo herself. Thank Christ. although I'm sure her mom would be perfectly cool with whoring her out for fucking porn. Recently, the star's cousin, Crazy Tony Lindsay, expressed interest in starring in a hillbilly-themed porno, provided he doesn't have to adopt a cheesy adult film moniker. So, like, this is literally what's happening. This is an undersexed, overweight hillbilly who has decided to cash in on the entertainment value of his idiot niece's program. And is like, I could get me some pussy off of this. He threw it out there. And there's some adult filmmaker somewhere that's like, this guy's he's tied into Honey Boo Boo. Somebody will watch it.
And he's right.
Hillbilly porn is on the rise these days. There's a higher demand for toothless, overweight women getting butt-fucked on the internet.
That's the thing. He probably thinks they're going to, like, let him bang, like, hot chicks.
No, it's going to be some chick that looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom or his sister. And maybe that's what he wants. I don't know. Is that his sister or not? What does it say? The star's, I guess it's her cousin. I don't even know how that.
I don't know.
I'm here. I'm assuming that their family tree actually has. Yeah, branches.
Really expect that the tree branches?
No, it's ridiculous. I'm getting to the point where I just hate fucking America. I'm moving to Canada. I don't hate America that I used to live in. I'm talking about post Honey Boo Boo America. I hate you. CTA feces filled sock attack. Woman hit in face with man's poop aboard a Blue Line train. This is pretty funny. Few people would ask to be punch, kicked, or shoved, but one woman said that she would have been preferable to what her attacker actually did to her aboard the CTA Blue Line last week. A 21-year-old college student, drink if you're listening, by the way, told Oak Park police a man struck her in the face with a sock filled with his own feces.
To what end?
And she wrote to train. He had a sock full of poop on me, said the woman, asking to remain anonymous. It was everywhere. He beat me repeatedly on my face, on my hair, and on my clothes. Oh, shit. The exact time and day of the attack wasn't disclosed, but the woman said she screamed and tried to follow the man. Reports NBC Chicago. Her attacker ultimately ended up escaping up Austin Boulevard and ran northbound on Austin and Oak Park. That's fucked up, man. When you beat someone ridiculously, you know, fucking like with a... First of all, how do you even... Who does that? Who's just walking around with a sock full of shit? Like, it was almost like a pre-planned thing.
Was it his shit?
Yes, it was. I assume it was his shit. She's assuming it was his shit. Clearly it was shit of some kind. That's bad enough. But, like, homeboy was like, I'm a shit in a sock. I'm going to get on this train. And the first bitch that looks at me cross-eyed, I'm going to beat her to death with a sock full of shit. I just imagine it splattering just all over the fucking train and all over him and all over her.
Well, you know, shit's so gross. I remember reading an article a while back. No, like, literally gross.
I wonder if it was lumpy or a little loose.
I'm not talking about, like, that kind of gross. I'm talking about the bacterial aspect.
Yeah, of course it's gross.
There was a woman that had shit thrown on her, and she, like, got hepatitis or something.
She got AIDS. She got squids. Well... Merry Christmas. Folks, and that's this week's news report. If you don't know what time it is, I'm going to tell you what time it is. It's 4:20 here on Savage Saturdays in the Sam and Dan Nation. We're going to light a big fat fucking spliff, and we're going to get into the end of this program. Dan and I got some Christmas movies we want to talk about, and I'm also going to read you a little Christmas story. So, you know, fucking have another beer and get ready for that. Light your bowls, pack your bongs, roll them blunts, and let's smoke out to a little Run DMC. Haven't heard this song in a while. Christmas time in Hollis, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Dan Nation, check us out on jasonoblivion.com. That crazy motherfucker was nice enough to put our shit up there and put us on iTunes. We're on iTunes now, bitch! You have no excuse not to listen to us. Just type in the Sam and Dan Nation in your iTunes search bar, and you can pull up all of our fucking hilariously ridiculous fucking radio shows that the nice people at Jackalope are crazy enough to let us get away with. So, here we go. What I'm going to do before we get into these movies now, I'm excited to talk about this because I'm a movie buff, and I got some opinions on this shit. So we're going to get into our top 10 favorite Christmas movies of all time. But before that, Daniel, I want to read our listeners a little Christmas Yuletide cheer, if you will. Have you heard of The Night Before Christmas?
Yes.
Of course you have. Everybody heard it.
No, I've never heard of it.
Everybody's heard of it when they were fucking.
You mean that Tim Burton flick?
No. could have been. Should have been. Well, here we go. I'm going to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas." This is a little different, though. May not be the one that you've heard. So, here we go. "Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, everyone felt shitty, even the mouse. Mom's at the whorehouse, Dad's smoking grass. I just settled down to a fat piece of ass. When out on the lawn I heard such a clatter, I sprang from my piece to see what was the matter. Then out on the lawn I saw a giant dick. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. He came down the chimney like a bat out of hell, and I knew in a moment that fat fucker fell. He filled all our stockings with pretzels and beer, and a big rubber dick for my brother the queer. He rose up the chimney with a thunderous fart, and that fat son of a bitch blew my chimney apart. He swore and he cursed as he rode out of sight. Fuck you all and have a goddamn good night. Thank you very much. That's my contribution to your Christmas."
Off clap.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pretty funny. Pretty funny. I actually have two Craigslist ads here that I also want to read. We got time. We're going to fit it in. We got time. This is pretty funny. This comes from the man for man. I call it the meat for meat section of Craigslist. If you haven't been to Craigslist, check it out. Casual Encounters, you can search these. They're all fucking just disturbing as shit. But here's the first one. Man for man, end of the world meat party. This is a real ad. "The world is ending this Friday, and I've never had a man's cock in my mouth. I'm a good-looking man in my late 30s, married with two kids. I've always fantasized about sucking a big, sweaty cock, but never had the courage until I heard the world is supposed
to
end."
See, to me, the weird thing is that, like, he adds sweaty in there. Like, it must be sweaty. Like, it's I want it to look like Vienna sausage.
It's like with the gel that comes on the top of the Viennas. Your cock's got to look like that. Drink if you're listening.
I'm not taking it if it doesn't look like a glazed donut.
I've realized I don't want to die without knowing the feeling of a hot man inside me. My wife is taking the kids to her mom's this Friday, and I will have the house all to myself, looking for as many hung masculine men as possible to come over and let me drain their cocks. The bigger and hairier, the better. Gonna take as many loads as I can before the world ends. And if it doesn't, well, at least I'll have a hot belly full of cum to think about all year long. Please be height, weight, proportionate, good-looking, masculine. This is what fucking gets me. Construction, factory, and or sanitation workers to the front of the line.
Wow.
Sanitation workers.
All right, so. Oh. I think there's a few things we can infer from this. Okay, this guy is somewhere in his late 40s, mid-50s.
It says like, he's in his 30s.
Whatever. I don't buy it.
I'll
tell you why I don't buy it. First of all, he wants hairy men.
Right.
And that's like, if you know any guys like my father's age, your father's age, like
they're pretty set.
A lot of those guys, they really dig hairy women.
Yeah. So they want
like, cause, well, that's what they grew up with. Right. Whatever your first piece of ass is, like, that sets a benchmark.
In this case, literally piece of ass.
Well, you know, and I don't really get the impression that this is this guy's first rodeo.
No, I don't either. I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
This is even funnier. Rape my hobbit hole. It's good. If you didn't know, the Hobbit movie came out this week and has had me thinking about a fantasy I've been thinking about for a while. I want an aggressive, dominant top to come over and fuck me raw in my new hobbit costume. I've been piecing it together for about a year now, and no one's ever seen me wear it. It's sad. You come over, find me dressed up and lubed under the Christmas tree. Under the Christmas tree. You find me dressed up and lubed under the Christmas tree. You fuck me bareback. I like how he adds it in there. It's a nice touch. No condom. No, you know, I want the AIDS. Dump your hot load inside me, then leave. No chit-chat. Here we go.
What about whispering to his whispering in his ear in Elvish?
No chit chat unless you've seen the new Hobbit film. Then I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
Wow.
Age or looks don't matter. Just be extremely dominant and aggressive. I really want you to rape me. Extra points if you're very physical and don't mind hitting me. Oh, fuck. Please reply with Hobbit Hole in the subject line. Replies without photo will be rejected.
One cock ring to rule them all.
One cock ring to bind them.
I'm not doing the rest.
You could, though.
I'm not going.
You could. You fucker. You know you could. You could fucking do the rest. You beach fucked her. You know you beach fucked her. All right, folks. It's time to talk about some movies here, Daniel. Christmas time. Like any other time of the year, you know, it equates with cinema. Any other major holiday or yearly benchmark, and there's movies that are made around it. You and I wrote a fucking movie about Christmas, did we not?
We did indeed.
Sam and Dan's Redneck Zombie Christmas Vacation, which will not be coming to a theater near you anytime in the fucking future. But Daniel and I actually wrote a Christmas movie. Best Christmas movies of all time, we've got 10. And I'm going to start at the top. And this is number one for me. I'm going to say fucking John McClane, Die Hard.
Die Hard
number
is,
one Christmas
is,
movie
is
to me.
An excellent, excellent
it's fucking
Christmas
epic,
movie.
Dude. It's epic. It's fucking
I love
epic.
When he sends the dude down with the Christmas
ho,
hat.
Ho, ho, ho. I got
freaking elevator.
Now, yeah, and no, what's good, though, is when fucking, what's his name, reads it. Fucking Han.
Rickman.
But was it? Yeah, when Alan Rickman's like, ho, 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 I've got a machine gun. It's fucking hilarious. And Carl Weathers, Carl Weathers.
It's
fucking,
Chuck Norris's buddy from Walker.
No, the fat one. The fatty. The guy who's eating the Twinkie.
Carl from fucking Family Matters.
Carl from Family Matters. I said Carl Weathers. Carl
it's Weathers, by the way.
Well, what Weathers or Weathers, he would never get in that kind of physical condition, I can assure you. He's an amazing physical specimen of a man. but in any case, a great movie, good humor, very well written. Die Hard's fucking fantastic. If you haven't seen it, then you should just find a bridge and kill yourself because you fucking missed out on one of the greatest movies of all time. One of the, I'm going to say arguably, like Bruce Willis's best fucking film ever, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, cool. I'm real partial to the third one as well, but as far as Christmas movies
Well, let's say Christmas movie. Let's say Die Hard 2, also a very good film. Not my favorite.
A lot of people don't like it. I think it's pretty good. Like, I dug the airport angle. I tell you what pissed me off, though, in the beginning. He's smoking in the airport.
And I'm like, you used to be able
I'm
to
like,
do
I
that.
Can't do that.
You used to be able to smoke in the airport. You can't do that anymore. Lethal Weapon, which is one of my favorite films, not just for Christmas, but of all time. Lethal Weapon, great fucking movie. And
Gary Busey's in
Gary Busey at his fucking prime. Before the alcoholism and the motorcycle accident. Mel Gibson rocking the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in that fucking movie. He puts fucking Busey in a triangle choke. I think it was one that Horion Gracie taught him.
Pretty wicked.
Chokes him the fuck out in Danny Glover's yard.
That's great.
Good stuff. It's a good movie. Lethal Weapon, The Ref is also one of my favorite fucking movies, not just Christmas, but of all time. Dennis Leary, probably the best performance of his entire career.
Yeah, Dennis Leary as a robber takes Judy Davis and Kevin Spacey hostage. It's basically all about his dysfunctional family.
I dug his work on Rescue Me, and I love his stand-up comedy, but it's honestly his best. I really think it's his best acting, period. And Kevin Spacey's fucking brilliant.
It's just a great vehicle for him, and yeah, Kevin Spacey. It's a real great precursor character for Kevin Spacey to American Beauty.
Agree. Bad Santa. Oh, the weather outside. I can't say enough. Good. Now, to me, this one's almost, it's almost tied for first. It's fucking hilarious.
It's definitely the best Santa themed.
Now, Billy Bob Thornton's a fucking genius. I mean, you know, I love Sling Blade as much as the next motherfucker. It's a great film. But, like, this is just one of the funniest fucking movies ever written. Period. Like, every time I watch it, and I've seen it, like, fucking countless times now. I've watched it every Christmas and multiple times through the year since its release, and it's still fucking just funny.
And let's not forget that it's one of the last great films with Bernie Mac and John Ritter.
Yeah, and that's sad, but it's true. And the fucking scene that they have together where they're talking about where they're talking about Willie butt fucking the fat chick in the plus size dressing room.
Where it's brilliant.
It's fucking brilliant. Bernie Mac's like, "You like to fuck large women? What are you gonna do? Can't take that right away from him. Shit, I wouldn't want to." Look at he's eating an orange and chain smoking cigarettes all the fucking time. Brilliant film. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Chevy Chase in his fucking prime. Funny movie. Randy Quaid. We're talking about Randy Quaid with Elska on the Sunday show.
Yeah, you'll hear that tomorrow.
Crazy bastard, and he was portraying, I guess, maybe a little bit of himself in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Randy Quaid's in it. You got your fucking Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase was a funny dude back in the day. He's still funny now, obviously, but
his character in Hot Tub Time Machine was so weird.
I thought it was brilliant. I really did. It was like,
I like that he kept referring to Homeboy as a girl.
Yeah. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, he plays a very middle-class, upper-middle-class father who is just dealing with all the problems that normally accompany marriage and all the other bullshit. And, like, he's...
Yeah, it's probably... those movies are probably his...
It's real.
Gem.
Yeah, it's real, and it's funny. It's hilarious. And, it's not even necessarily something the whole family can't watch.
And what I do like, while it has that dysfunctional quality, it still has that Christmas spirit theme to it.
Agreed.
We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K.
One that doesn't is one of our favorite horror films, Silent Night, Deadly Night. Very cool.
My
play.
Favorite scene in the entire movie is when the little boy's sitting there with the grandpa.
With the grandpa.
And, like, the grandpa's not talking. They all think he's mute. And then, like, he relays the story while the parents are away.
Right.
Santa Claus punishes the
Santa
evil
Claus
children. Or the naughty children.
Fuck you up, son.
You see Santa Claus tonight? You better run, boy. You better run for your life.
It's just maniacal.
The whole movie is pretty freaky. I mean, it's not freaky now. It was freaky back then. Very cool concept. If you haven't seen it, check it out. A very Harold and Kumar Christmas. This one's recent, but I love it, dude.
Not a big fan of the Harold and Kumar films.
Hilarious.
I always thought they were too over the top. This one is also over the top.
It's very over the top,
but
it's funny.
It's a lot. I think it's the best.
I do too.
Series.
It's written very well. You know,
Thomas Lennon's in it.
Fuck yeah, and fucking Doogie Howser,
Neil Patrick.
always call him
MPH.
MPH, motherfucker. Like, he has a great part, and he's had a great part in all of them. And actually, he brought that up to me. He got his start on How I Met Your Mother by his part in the very first Harold and Kumar movie. Great film, funny as shit. Loved it. Got two more to go here. Scrooged, Bill Murray classic. It's a takeoff of
Christmas Carol.
Very good, thank you. You know, it's I haven't seen it in a while, and we should probably watch it again this Christmas because it's a really good movie.
Yeah, it's really dark and gothic.
It is. I'm shocked Tim Burton didn't direct it, actually. But it's also funny. There's levity. It's a funny film. Very cool.
And it's fucking Bill Murray.
And last but not least, you can't feed him after fucking midnight. Go get your squeaky mogwai gremlins, ladies and gentlemen. I loved this fucking movie as a child. Gremlins, like, I think all kids did because
right. I watched
cute.
It. I don't know. It was probably sometime last year. I didn't even watch the whole thing, but I just caught pieces, and it still has that magic.
It just brings you right back. It does. It's a good flick. Very good flick. Often imitated, never duplicated. I felt like Critters kind of tried to rip on Gremlins.
Well, you had Critters, and you had Ghoulies.
Ghoulies was the worst. Ghoulies was like a really
Critters was good flicks. I like Critters.
Critters was good. It's probably wrong for me to compare Critters to Gremlins, but I feel like Gremlins was the start of like the little sharp
it was
creature movie thing that happened in the 80s.
Yeah, they should bring that back.
They should. You don't see shit like that anymore. All right, folks, that's going to do it for our holiday movie recommendations. Check those movies out. You got Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, The Ref, Bad Santa, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Die Hard 2, A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas, Scrooge, and Gremlins. Get yourself a fucking internet connection and buy those motherfuckers. I wanted to suggest going out and renting them, but you can't do that anymore.
While A Christmas Story isn't a bad flick, it's just really not one of
no,
my favorites.
It's not.
The biggest problem I have with it is that they run it for 24 fucking hours.
Yeah, it just never stops. It never fucking stops. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Sam and Dan Nation. We hope that you live through the end of the world. We hope that we live through the end of the world. And we hope that you have a very, very special holiday season with your families and your children and your transvestite hookers and anyone else that you're putting your penis in this holiday season. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because we're on the internets, and we would love to have your support, folks. Check us out on JasonOblivion.com, and obviously on www.jackaloperadio.com, where you can get in our archives and listen to all of our other funny and hilarious shows. And that's it for this edition of the S&D Nation. I'm Sam Cornette, and I'm wishing you a very happy holiday season.
And I'm Dan Nations.
Thank you very much. You're risen. No support North Korea. You have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My name is Slim Shady.
Peace!
Distort the message. My crazy mama gave me a pitchfork for repressing.
Crystal kind, I got lots of gift for her. Find a purse to come, so I'm not gonna have my chimney smoke. Yellow good rap, yellow cap. Yellow woman on my lap. She must think I'm Santa Claus, but Gucci ain't gonna give her
milk, milk, cookie, cookie, pop, pop.
I think I'm
them gift cards.
Presents for the kids, and I can't wait till I'm driving, and I can't wait till I get paid, just so I can jack them. You'll be great for day if you don't come down my chimney, but no presents for me, no PS3, and they're trying to keep me drama free. Christmas. Home from gingerbread, frosty cone, my homie dead, my flow so hot, melted his head, but my ice so cold, brought him back from the dead.
It's Christmas time, Hanukkah, 8 candles, yeah. Maybach, Bugatti, 8 Phantoms, yeah, we living lavish, truck on 33s, 5-star G, I put the star on the tree.
Wayne, you shall sit me at the head of the table with the three kings, Mary Jo, bring gifts and labels. I need cheese, ducks, turkeys, all of the fixins'. Got that Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. Don't forget Rudolph, Red Nose, the reindeer. Nose match all the shoes, bottoms that I have here. Singing joy to the world. Can you hear me? Santa, I want presents down my chimney.
If I had a present, I'd open it on Monday. Play with it on Tuesday. Break it on Wednesday. Return it on Thursday. I'll do a customer service on Friday. Because I couldn't get a full refund.